From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Inversion has taken over northern Utah. As of Tuesday morning, Saratoga Springs and Cottonwood Heights were ranked second and third for most polluted U.S. cities. That's according to IQAir.com. And Salt Lake City ranks number 44 for the most polluted major city in the world. Bad air quality will stick around until later this week and might only get worse. The National Weather Service recommends people stay inside as much as possible and avoid exercising outside. If you have to be out, wear an N95 mask. People can help the air by cutting back on travel, carpooling, taking public transit, and working from home if possible. Summit County's Department of Health is asking roughly 20 elementary school students and staff to quarantine for measles. KPCW reports an unvaccinated South Summit elementary student went to school January 5th. They tested positive for the virus on January 10th. This is Summit County's first reported measles case. Statewide, nearly 200 people have been diagnosed with measles in this outbreak. The quarantine for South Summit students and staff will last for 2 more weeks. Southwest Utah may not be growing as quickly as previously thought. KUER's David Kondos reports on the population predictions and why they changed.
The latest projection from the KEMC Gardner Policy Institute expects more than 350,000 people to live in Washington County by 2060. That's roughly 100,000 fewer people than the Institute's previous report from a few years ago. Mallory Bateman is the Institute's Director of Demographic Research.
We were maybe a little too rosy last time around, and I think that has a big impact in the Washington County numbers.
The previous forecast was done during the pandemic, when St. George was the nation's fastest growing city. Bateman said it was hard to tell how much of that trend would last, but the past few years have shown it's cooled off. Zach Renstrom manages the Washington County Water Conservancy District, which uses these projections to make sure the area will have enough water for the future. He says the revised numbers don't change too much.
If these numbers slow down, the worst that will happen is we may put certain projects off a little bit longer.
He says those projects could include the proposed Warner Valley Reservoir and a treatment plant to clean sewage to drinking water standards. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
Part of letting Latter-day Saint women go on missions earlier is the hope they'll marry earlier, too. As of November, women in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints can serve missions starting at 18 instead of 19. Prophet Dallin H. Oaks talked about the change over the weekend. He said, quote, "I think it's part of the Lord's plan to overcome the tendency of waiting until the late 20s to have a first marriage." Oaks added that when the church has lowered the mission age in the past, it's seen more people marrying someone they met on their mission. In a 2023 talk, Oaks said the average age of LDS first marriages had increased to 28 for men and 27 for women. You're listening to KUER News.